Today, we'll be Ezra Hashem, we learn the Aflamites of Masech the Sukkah. The topics we're learning about include the following: whether you can pause when reciting certain verses or not, which verse and Hal are repeated, how do we know brachas are recited before the mitzvah is performed, how a lulav and esrei can be purchased during Shemitah, giving money to an Amal Aretz, an unlearned person during Shemitah, when is an esrei obligated in Meiser, and when is it considered grown as so far as Shemitah is concerned. Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about include Moshe Shapir Kamrit. Moshe, are you saying it correctly? Amoraim sometimes refer to their colleagues as Moshe to indicate the high esteem in which they hold one another. Kol mitzvahs kulin mevarchalein over lasiyasin. All mitzvahs that require a blessing, the blessing should be made right before the mitzvah is done. Shemitah, the seventh year of the seven-year cycle when farming and working the land is forbidden. Money used to purchase produce that grew during the year takes on special sanctity, just like the food itself. Am Aretz, a common person who has not learned Torah and does not know how to keep himself tar. He is also suspected of not taking maisers properly and is unaware of the intricacies of the laws of Shemitah. Chaver, a Torah scholar who knows how to stay tar and is competent in the laws of maisers and Shemitah.